The 41st Fector's finger-flicking frolic is now history. Here are some clips from a few interviews I conducted while at the 4F convention. For more complete interviews, you can go to magicnewswire.com. Enjoy. Good morning, Scott Wells here for MagicNewsWire.com, and we are off to Buffalo. We're shuffling off to Buffalo. It's Wednesday morning, way early, with the President's Club hanging out over here with Charlie Randall, formerly of H&R Magic Books. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how's it going? Actually, I still am H&R Magic Books. I'm doing the publishing end of it, not the retail selling. Marshall Peterson's doing that. Who is here also? He's getting orange juice.
It's the first time. Well, the new tradition is locking Scott in the back of a car. It's part of the hazing process.
Well, that's something new. Let's try not necessarily to repeat that again.
What was the what did you take away from John's lecture? What did you like?
Best thing, and this is hands down best thing, when he said when you do an ambitious card, when you have somebody write their name on the card, it's only meaningful to one person at the table. But what he does is he has that person write any word in the English language on the card, and now it's creates this interest among everybody at the table. What did he write? Oh, I know what he wrote.
There's a difference, I guess.
I sold out of product.
Oh, that's the same term in England. We use it over here when people sell out.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Exactly.
So you understand that.
Yeah.
Do they have that in France? I mean, you guys sell out too?
We usually sell out much more than the English guys. Yeah, of course. Those French products, obviously.
You know what it was?
Ouch, John.
You're smacking him down. He's a smackdown. Do you have a smackdown also? Do you
use that? Have smackdown.
Okay.
See how the English guys treat the French guys?
Are you making a transition? Are you going to be starting to become a more close-up guy? Are you adding this to your repertoire? Have you had it all your life?
I've always done close-ups, but never for other magicians. This is my first time actually doing close-up for magicians. It's been mostly corporate, hospitality suites.
It's not too intimidating here, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I just walk around with my hands in my pockets the whole time.
The whole time, afraid that someone will ask you to really do it. Show me that again.
Right, exactly.
On Vanishing Ink, I mean,
it's on the blog. Yeah, go to the blog there, and I look like an absolute idiot.
Are we supposed to be talking about Fectors? I feel bad. Are we talking about Fectors or not?
Well, I was going to ask you, though, how did you guys first meet up? I mean,
it was online dating.
Right, Match.com.
That's what Match.com, that's where I was going. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No, we met when we were very young. We were on
So I perform fan card on the close-up stage. It's a very exciting experience. I feel it's a very excited in front of very close to the audience.
Right.
So and then I'm interested in the close-up magic.
And we're here with the chief forker, O.B. O'Brien, head forker. Okay, and I think that requires some explanation for those people who don't understand that. Would you explain what the head forker means, then, O.B.?
Okay, back in when Eddie Fector owned the hotel, it was called the Forks Hotel. And so they said, okay, you're the head man, so we're going to call you the head forker because it was the Forks Hotel, and that's how it got its name. So it stuck with me, Carl Norman and those guys, every time you say, hey, hello, head forker, you know. So that's how it was.
And we had this at the Forks Hotel for, what, 30? It's just an awesome book. And so I would...
It took me a long time to write it.
Mm-hmm.
A long, long time to write it. Officially, I wrote it in 19 days. But actually, all the ideas in the book, I spent maybe 15 years to write in my computers.
Yeah.
All the ideas I had working years after.
A lot of folks have been furnishing the closing act with an awful lot of information necessary to roast me. Apparently, all the people I've skewered on Saturday nights over past years
from the grave.
Yeah, coming back to haunt me, yeah.
So you still got a few more years to win some more awards before then, so that way you can become more famous.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I need at least one award. I think I'm done.
What you don't know about Rick is, of course, I've done it kind of improv things. I used to work.
Maybe they didn't know that I won FISM Grand Prix winner.
No, okay.
Go ahead.
See that on the radio.
Yeah, but Steve has won. Well, then he won. Well, then there was. Okay, back to you, Rick.
You've got Scott Wells wearing you out.
Some contests.
Oscar's lost a lot of weight, for those who can't see him right now.
Yep. You sure you don't edit this? You can't.
No.
You can't
okay, well, we've gone on too long. Till next time, Scotty out.